All right, Bang Bang, welcome to another episode of the Dave Portnoy Show with Eddie and Company. We are live from Michigan. This show is presented by Taser Days. Dave, as always, it's our thing, right? It's a taser strike light.
Yeah. I'd like to tase responsibly, of course, like a bunch of people at our company.
Why is that?
Well, they just, like, we have guys who suck at their job. And I go through phases, but Kevin Bonner, my right-hand man, it reminds me of when I took Mike Welker. Mike Welker took our t-shirt guy. He took me to a trade show in Vegas so he could pick out, like, merch. And he was hosting me because we're the client and he's making tons of money. And I hosted him. Like, he put me up at the cheapest hotel. So I got a new hotel, paid for him. I took him out partying. I did everything for him when he's supposed to do it for me. That's how I feel like a lot of Kevin Bonner is. It's like I ask him to do something and I have to ask him 10 more times whether it's done, and that irritates me to no end. So I'd like to bring this full circle, and I know you can't, but I'd like to take the taser, and I'd like to tase him to death.
Yeah, that would be unsafe, that we want to promote safely using the taser only when you need it, right? But hypothetically, if you could.
I'd tase him to death.
Okay. What's your beef? Like, what's your main thing? What sets you off the most with Kevin?
I'm going to Miami tomorrow for a couple of days. Sorry, I get a couple of days. I'm still going to work.
Yeah.
So I have no clean clothes because I've been in Detroit for over a week. It's like, hey, does this hotel have dry cleaning? Just never gets back to me. Like 8 hours later, I'm like, any update on the dry cleaning? I'm leaving tomorrow. It's like, well, they don't do it here because of COVID. But there is washing machines upstairs. You know, all right, well, why do I have to remind you? Do I have a hotel in Tampa? We're doing a party. We just announced it. No, I haven't done it. I asked you for a hotel 2 weeks ago. You haven't done it. If you don't have it, you're working on it, fine. Give me updates. Don't make me – anytime I have to re-ask the question, I'm wasting time that should be directed other places. I have Paul asking me about my schedule. When can I schedule this? Listen, figure it out. You have Kevin with the schedule. Figure it out. It's the BFFs podcast. We're supposed to schedule it at, we're supposed to do it tomorrow at 3 p.m. And I'm flying out after I schedule it. And now he's trying to move it because Josh can't do it because Mike Gruen, his guy, said he can't do it then. And I'm like, well, whose fault did you, Kevin, did you confirm it with Gruen? I think he did. I kind of got a wishy-washy answer on that. But if you confirmed it with Gruen and they're moving it, then you got to call up, like, I'll call up Gruen and be like, what the fuck are you doing? Like, Dave committed to it. Like, Josh committed to it. It's in stone. You can't move it. We both have busy fucking schedules. Dave isn't just a move around. Like, why am I in the middle of now scheduling BFFs and going back and forth with Josh? Like, handle my business. Do you need me to be the aggressive guy, Kevin? Because I will. Do you want me to call Gru and be like, we're fucking doing it then, and this is how it's going to go? Or can you do it? Because if we both agree to it, that's when it's being done. But I don't need you going back and forth with me like you're supposed to make my life easier when I have to have five conversations to get one thing done. It's not making it easier. It's making it harder. Do you get it, Eddie?
I do get it.
So that's why he deserves to be tased to death.
Okay. He might.
Deserve. I didn't say I'm going to do it.
He doesn't deserve it, though.
No. Yes, he does.
I disagree.
Well, you're a yes man.
I'm a no Dave man.
You're no Dave, yes everybody yeah. else man.
Okay, I'll take that. The Taser Strike Light is a rechargeable high-powered flashlight that can repel an attacker through its electric stun feature. It literally combines a flashlight and a stun gun. Why would you have a flashlight without this feature? The Taser Plus is the same personal defense device used by law enforcement. It shoots out two darts, delivers electricity, and incapacitate someone for 30 seconds at a time. Go to taser.com and use promo code Barstool for 15% off. Limited number of states require a permit for use, and Taser products cannot be purchased for person use in Hawaii or Rhode Island. All right, Dave. Big weekend in Detroit. Big week, I should say, for you. You've been here since Tuesday, right?
Yep.
Okay. So the app launched, but before we get into that launch, I saw the Philly thing. There's a big handle debate you were getting into with Darren Rovell.
Yeah, what does that mean? Fuck that one up a little bit. I just hate Darren Rovell. He's such a rat. Well, it started. So we had the biggest revenue the biggest profit margin, I think, in Philadelphia, because we had a huge keep. Like, that just means the casino won, basically, the sports book won. And Ravel tweeted something out, but he didn't mention us because he never tries to mention us. He because he knows we hate him, and he knows he's a dork and a dweeb and a loser and all that jazz. So he tries his best not to to ever mention us if we're doing well. So I'm like, well, you didn't mention us revenue. And he, I think, was actually right because – no, I mean, handle. I think FanDuel DraftKings had bigger handle. We had the most profit. So a little bit of semantics, but he kind of won that round. But he's such a dork, loser, dweeb asshole that you can just throw out like, hey, remember when you didn't know what a unit was? Because he didn't. He's a fake gambler. He knows nothing about gambler, although he readily admits that. But he didn't know what a unit was till like last year. When he was at Action Network, he had everything screwed up. And he's like, oh, I just didn't know what units were.
So I take it you're not a Darren Revelle guy.
No, I'm not. I'm not. I mean, in person, he's all right. He's just so annoying and the shtick between everything. But he's come at me a couple times and unprovoked, I feel like, where I have to dance right in the line. And like, do you want me to ruin you and your company? We have like many mutual connections between Action Network and Barstool. I don't want to have to like ruin you, but I will. And I can ruin him. That company, like, really quick if I want to.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, and we might have talked about this before, but that's a churning thing, right?
It is. Yeah. Well, I don't know if it still is, but I know that Fertitta is invested in it, who I like. It's just Darren's such a, you know, Darren's like friends with Mike Rapoli, too. He's just such a squivvly little man. Squivvly.
Squivvly.
He just gives you heebie-jeebies, you know? And the thing is, he's a hypocrite because he gets in the mud, he says all this shit, and then he always cries like bullying. But he's like, can't have it both ways, Darren.
Yeah, he's always good for a couple Twitter takes that are just nuclear.
And then obviously we had the thing with, you know, the Barstool Fund, when it's like, I'm calling out everybody. Yeah. Everybody. And of course, he makes it into a thing. You know, oh, this is wrong. He's getting bullied. I bullied that little weasel into donating like $22.
But, he did take a swipe, say, I heard you're cheaper than shit or something.
I was taking shots. He is cheap as shit. I was given a chance to clarify the record.
to redeem himself, to make a name for himself. So, all right, did really well in December in Philadelphia. This weekend launch, how'd everything go? Were you happy with everything?
Yeah, I'm curious to see the numbers when they come out, like how everybody did, all the different groups. You know, I feel like we had boots in the ground in a big way. I think we made an impact. I think we're beloved. But the numbers will be the numbers. But I think I'm happy. I feel like we left it all on the table, left it all on the line, left it all out in the field. Like you see these, like MGM. You got a billboard of Jamie Foxx. And I like Jamie Foxx. I think he's super talented. But do you think he even knows Michigan launched, honestly?
No, probably not.
Right.
Probably not.
I'm living, breathing, sleeping Detroit. I'm eating the pizza. I'm eating fucking chili dogs. I'm out in the streets. I'm kissing babies. I'm fucking getting frostbite. I'm going up and down the state. I'm campaigning like I'm running for fucking governor here.
Yeah, the video, and I'm sure a lot of people have seen it by now. If you haven't watched it, go check it out. The chili dog video, the Coney Island dog. That's what they're technically called?
Yeah, chili dogs.
Chili dogs, chili dog, mustard, onions.
Yeah, whatever. It comes with chili, mustard, onions.
Great video.
One of my favorite videos. I mean, I knew it was like gold in the middle of it because it's one of those things, it's rivalry, and you could sense, I sensed it in the moment, almost too good to be true. Like, I loved it.
Yeah, you could feel that. Just the fact that the lady at Coney Island,
Grace,
she just did not give a fuck.
No, she loves me too. She just texted me, asked me to do some podcast, which I had to say no to, unfortunately, because my time is money, Francis. So I don't have like a whole lot of fucking time to be running around. I'd love to do it, but today for the first, I double booked something today. I had Erica and I did a Megyn Kelly, you know her, right?
Yeah.
We did her podcast. I had ABC News sitting in the fucking casino for an hour waiting for me. I felt terrible.
How was that?
It was a good interview. The family of some Irish bar, Holy Water. Who? No, it wasn't McManus. Kelly? I think whatever it was an Irish bar in Michigan. They were all there. They're so nice. I could get out there and drink. I could go to a lot of these places we save, but I met them, which is always emotional. I'm so thankful. So, yeah, busy. But Grace, anyways, I love from American Coney. But that is the time. It's like, I'm sorry. If you're not, I don't have the time just to shoot the shit for shooting the shit's sake. you don't have a big audience that can help me put asses in the seats. I don't have the time, unfortunately.
No, and I mean, to be clear, to the other guys, they almost had like a likable villain aspect, like Billy Mitchell. You know?
Yeah, but you know what's crazy? Lafayette, you're talking.
Yes, yes.
You know what's crazy? The overwhelming response of Detroit people has been Lafayette. Like, I'd say like 90% of that comments, they're like, Lafayette, 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 Lafayette. It's crazy. I guess they think it's more gritty. Like, they're talking about the dirt and stuff. They're like, yeah, that's how it should be. Americans more commercialized.
Yeah, you know those places. They got the guy at the counter who's been there
right.
forever.
Yeah, yeah.
They don't give a fuck. They're not going to believe. They're not going to say thank you, please.
Like, right.
Sometimes
although
that
these
plays.
Guys do that, but yeah, I was surprised. It was very much, I would say, the local pick was Lafayette.
Yeah. And just to go back to the sports book here for a second, I mean, the reaction to you walking through the casino floor was unlike I've ever seen.
It's like Mayweather walking through to a fight. I mean, I can't. It. First of all, I don't know what's going on in Detroit, but they have autograph like hunters. There must be some autograph market. It's in Detroit and it's in Cleveland.
But they're having you sign Michigan helmets. I'm like, you know, you didn't like, he wasn't a fucking kicker there, right?
Michigan helmets, Patriot helmets, pictures of me and Trump, pictures of me in my leopard outfit. And the thing about these autographs, they're relentless. Baseballs, but they always try to make dumb small talk. And for people at home, I'm not talking about like somebody who legitimately is a fan, wants an autograph like a kid. I'm talking like professionals are reselling them, and they show up with a fucking stack of photos. First, I was here, someone had a stack. They offered me $1,000 cash to sign them all. It's like, dude, again, my time is my $1,000. If I sit here for an hour, you owe me $10,000. That's yeah. like, so I didn't do it. And they always, oh, I didn't expect to see you here, Dave, but I just happened to be carrying around this Michigan mini helmet and this Patriot mini helmet and 10,000 pictures of you who fancy seeing you here. It's like, what are you talking about, dude? Like, just be like, you want to resell it? I sell five. I do the walk and talk now. I just keep going, signing.
Very good at that.
The problem sometimes I get in is now legitimate fans or someone who wants a photo who I always stop and love seeing our people out in the wild and making small talk. I'm sometimes now getting them confused with the autograph hunters, and I may be being a little standoffish just because. And by the way, I'm only going down to the casino floor when it's showtime, and I got hundreds of thousands of dollars on the line. So I'm in a rush to see what's going on.
Yeah, like we had like a 25-minute window to play blackjack
yeah.
before the game started, and we, you know, cut 10 of that off because you yeah. gotta, you know, do a
it
lot.
It happens at the horse races a lot, and that's even worse. Like, buddy, I get my bet in here. Like, I'm not here for the shine shoes. I'm here
post
to place
time
bets.
Comes quick.
Yeah, post time fucking
comes quick.
Who's gonna give me that money back if I win? You?
Yeah. No, it was because, like I said, I've seen the pictures, I've seen all that, I've seen the prize, you know what I mean? But the autograph shit was wild.
Yeah, that's unusual. That's not normal. I mean, I've definitely crossed over. We say it every episode.
Yeah.
And I'm going to probably start sounding like an asshole. But something has happened with the level of notoriety that I have where it's gone. It's ratcheted up lately.
Because it's almost like, well, the difference is it's people could make money, it seems. We got to look at eBay. We got to see what they're selling that
they
for.
They can't be selling them for that much.
Yeah, could one of you guys look that up, see what that's going for?
But yet they couldn't be that stupid to offer me $1,000?
There you go. Three grand for a signed El Presidente mini helmet.
That, well, has anybody bid on it?
No.
Well, that's great, but if nobody's bidding on it, what does that do? I'd say I don't. First
is
of all,
it like a buy it now?
The market. $225 for a signed picture of. But if there's no bids, well,
$7,500 for the card. Wow!
Is there any of these that have bids though?
I'm not seeing it. But it could be a buy it now. Like
what does that mean? When it's a strike through.
It means it's sold, but for a best offer. So not.
We got baseballs on there. You could hear Kareem, right?
Sold Stephen? For $150 there? That means that sold for $150?
Yep, baseball.
A baseball for $150. That's not even
$95 on a bid.
Not yet, $95 bid on a...
Well, no wonder these assholes are doing it. I should just do it myself.
Well, here's the thing. Once
you
get too many...
Somebody bid $96 for my baseball card? Well, no wonder these clowns are showing up out of the woodwork. But they're gonna fuck themselves because they're gonna flood the market.
Yeah,
$3,000 for signed football.
Like I seen one kid come with two helmets, go back in his bag, and then give you two more. And it's definitely collectors. Obviously, it's not just people who.
There's people paying these prices.
I think this is all from one guy who's selling it for the exact same price. Sports memorabilia.
And they all ask for the picture after, like they're a big fan. Hey, big fan. No, you're not. You're an autograph club. I'm not a fucking dick.
So what are we going to do here? We're going to keep the eyes out, or are we going
to? What we need to do, as I see a baseball bat, is when somebody goes for autograph number two, you Al Capone them.
You just need to whack them.
You crack them over the back of the head and let them bleed on the casino floor so everyone knows one autograph only.
I did like that you signed it Al Presidente.
They asked me.
Did they?
These guys are pushy, Eddie. They're like, sign it here in the sweet spot. Fucking sign it El Prez. Can you personalize? Can you do this? Can you do that? Fuck Goodell. They're trying to be unique. They tell me what to write. I write it. I used to just do, no one has the real one, all right? And they're probably listening to this podcast. The actual signature, like that should be worth money, is the real one that I used to do when I get like one autograph request a month, not a month, a year. And I had the time to do it. It was Dave Portnoy, Pirate Dog, Keep Surfing.
I remember that one. I've seen you sign that, yeah.
Yeah, Dave Portnoy, Pirate Dog, draw the Pirate Dog. My tongue would come out like, you know, when you're like concentrating on doing something.
Yeah.
And then Keep Surfing.
Yeah. No, okay. Have you made a conscious effort to go by Dave Portnoy now?
What?
I feel like, you know, like Prez is like kind of getting phased out. You feel that way?
Phase out by who?
Like, but just, I feel like if you said now, obviously you've gotten so much bigger. We talk about this every show, like you said. But I feel like El Presidente is like not.
No, fans still. If I'm like Prez, the Barstool people, Prez. Like if I'm in the news about saving businesses, it's like Dave Portnoy.
Yeah,
but Barstool people, Prez.
You can't let Prez die.
It's not even close to dead. Right. I don't know where you're getting that from.
I just
Prez, get... Prez. No one yells Dave. Yeah. Nobody does. It's Prez, Prez.
Good, good. That makes me happy.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you're happy, Eddie.
Good. Let's talk about Manscaped for a second here. Support the Dave Portnoy Show with Eddie and Company. It's brought to you by Manscaped, who is the best in men's below-the-waist grooming. Big news, Manscaped just released their new cologne scent to help you feel good, smell good, all over, at all times. Who knew smelling this good could feel this good, too? Manscaped is trusted by over 2 million men worldwide. Join the movement for all your below-the-waist grooming needs.
I use it above the waist. I have the Manscaped nose trimmer.
Oh, there you go.
Just hacks that shit right up. I look like $1 million.
There you go. You get a little buzz before you hop on the
right
plane.
In. Yeah, it's in my bag. I bring it in my chest. Tiny. I bring it in my travel bag.
And we talked dong shots last episode.
Yeah, we did.
Need the fucking lawnmower.
Yeah.
You need that shit.
Dong shots.
Just go get it. They got the perfect package 3.0 for all your below the waist grooming needs. But they didn't stop there. Complete your grooming game with the new refined cologne signature scent by Manscaped. Really, it's the best way to go. They're on so many shows with us, so make sure you get in on them. Get 20% off plus free shipping with code Portnoy at manscaped.com. Your balls and body will thank you. Once again, get 20% off and free shipping with code Portnoy at manscaped.com. That's 20% off with free shipping at manscaped.com. Use code Portnoy. Look good, smell good, feel good with Manscaped. Besides that, a couple more weekend things here. There was an email sent about promotion that you were unhappy with some people. Kind of, you didn't go nuclear like you did on Black
Friday.
Well,
at some point, Eddie, people are going to be people. I mean, how many, like, I mentioned Carabas. Like, how many times has he just refused to do anything that's not in his own selfish interests? I mean, he'll never do it. He only cares about him. He's an eye guy. That's fine. And it's the usual suspects. I feel like we made a big deal. I got in a little thing with Whitney about it beforehand. I threatened to take away. He has shares in Penn. And I was like, are you ever going to promote it? We're launching. What was my exact? And I tried to call him after.
Ooh, little fucking Whitney beef, huh?
Well, I love Whitney, and he can take it, but it's like, because if they, and he didn't return my call, but maybe like a custom pink Whitney, like hoodie for with like a hockey bet or something, because he's made at least six figures, at least, in the stock I've given him. I wouldn't mind just one thing. So what did I say here?
In the email?
No, this was to him Thursday, 11-11. We launched on Friday.
Noon.
So the day before. Feel free to promote Michigan tomorrow. Earn some of that equity for once. I said that to him. He said, his response, Ryan Whitney 101, take it away if you don't think I do enough. I don't care. That's what his response Ooh. Was. I said, okay, I'll see if we can. I don't know if that's possible. Once you give it to somebody, I don't know if you can just take it away like you own it. That's what I said. Then I did call Eric. I'm like, can we take away Whitney's stuff?
Damn.
And then he asked, is Mass the next state? I said, Mass hasn't put on the ballot yet. He said, fucking idiots. I'll pump it today and tomorrow. Thanks for the invite to Michigan. Good talk. Again, that's like Whitney's coming to Michigan. So I said, you don't cross state lines. Never mind coming to Michigan in a pandemic in the middle of winter. Give me a break. Tuesday, we were doing a giveaway with his hoodie. Bet the Red Wings get a hoodie. That's tomorrow. It's this cool thing. And I tried to call him. I mean, I love Whitney, but Biz doesn't promote shit. We gave him equity. It's give it back. If you're not going to do anything, give it back.
Damn. What's it like, though, to kind of be on the other side of that where people, like, I don't want to say leverage, but is it like skin in the game? Like that they have like other shit going on, so they don't have as much skin in the game. But I mean,
they work for me.
Yeah.
So when your boss tells you to do something, regardless of what,
but
the
do they really work for you?
Who?
Like the
Whitney and
them, busting with the boys. Do they really work for you?
Yeah, they do.
Really?
Yeah, they do.
Okay, that's honestly a question.
Yeah. No, they do. They do.
Okay.
But I mean, more than that, we gave Whitney and Biz, because they're influential in hockey and they talk gambling with Rear and all that. Like, we gave them equity. So we didn't do that for them just to eat it while make hundreds of thousands of dollars off my hard work while they do nothing to help it.
Yeah, and like you said, I mean, I love both those guys. I think it's not a matter of that. It's like kind of just a disappointed thing.
I don't know, disappointed, because I kind of expect it.
Yeah.
It's just tough to have to hold everybody's hands. Again, I don't think I'm asking people to move mountains.
What's an appropriate amount?
Like, we're fucking, well, better than zero. What do they do, one max? It's like, they didn't do much. Like, it's just not that hard in my mind to, like, be a team player for once.
So, like, moving forward, it's like, hey, get a couple Instagram stories, couple tweets, have a promo with, you know, Red Wings,
think
whatever.
About it. Yeah.
Okay.
And again, I'm probably only going to ask it when we launch states. There's only 50 fucking states or whatever in the United States, and not all of them are going to have gambling. I'm not going to ask it that much. This is the second time I've asked it in a year. So, again, I you could correct me, Eddie. You're pretty honest. I don't feel like I ask for company support of things all that often. And it's astounding that when I do, people still choose not to do it.
No, and you will send the email beforehand, too. There is a warning shot.
Yeah.
If it's a big deal.
Well, so how do you expect, like, Carabas, when I sent it again, had done zero. Every single time I've asked for a company support, he doesn't do it.
Yeah, I would say zero, obviously, there's no excuse for. I would say there's a thing where it's you don't know exactly how much, because at some points I could see people.
I'm asking a specific example of Carabas.
For him putting zero.
Zero.
And then having Black Friday? No, I mean, you can't do
that.
So
what is he just being defiant? Is he just that selfish? Is he just doesn't give a fuck about anybody but himself? Like, what makes him so bad when I ask for company support that he just never thinks, hey, he means me?
What do you think it is?
He's selfish. Doesn't give a fuck about anybody but himself. You have to. That's the only way anybody could be that, you know, that.
Is there maybe an aspect like it's not baseball season, that's kind of his thing? Like, if it was baseball, he'd have something, maybe? Just trying to, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah.
He seems to fail 100% of the time with it, so I don't think it matters what season it is. Let me put it this way. I'd be very surprised if he did something without prompting in Philadelphia, and it was baseball season. I was betting on the Phillies. So I could go get the receipts, and I'm sure it's the same. He just doesn't care. He just doesn't care at all.
This kind of sounds like a doghouse thing now.
I don't know if it's a doghouse thing. He's in his own world. He's like, you know, he'll come in with excuses and this and that and the other thing. But if you just fail on basic requests from your boss 100% of the time, some point the boss is like, this kid just doesn't give a fuck.
There was also a do-to-do. I don't know how we're saying this.
Na-do-to-do
off the top. Beginning of the week, it didn't sound like our friend Rico Bosco was going to come out here for the streams. So you instantly invited Jeff Nadeau, his bitter arch rival. Rico instantly said, I'm fucking coming. So you pulled the plug on Nadeau. How did that go? I think you were on the plane when you told him.
If I wanted to, I could make Rico work 24/7, 365. I could just, I think Dan says, just like yelling Beetlejuice at him. Like, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice, Beetlejuice. Like, you just yelling Nadeau at Rico, and his house could be on fire. He comes sprinting out of there, like, to come do whatever is being done. So, and Nadeau freaks out, and, you know, Nadeau's such an idiot, too. He went after Elio, of all people. It's like, Nadeau, you make it so hard to, like, team up with you against Rico. And Nadeau's so stupid, he doesn't realize his greatest ally right now is Rico. Because it's like, he's kryptonite. So I...
in a roundabout way.
Yeah, it's like, as long as I can... Because Rico's electric on camera and very funny. But he doesn't want to necessarily work all the time. But as long as I have the Nadeau card, I can make him do whatever I want. So they're almost like one salary.
And that's a very valuable card. Because you and Big Cat will never want to lose that card. Yeah. Because having that on Rico... I know how much joy it brings to both of
you. It's unbelievable. It's like, all right, Rico, you're not going to come. Fine, I get it. You got obligations, this, that. All right, fine, you'll miss it. Nadeau. And he's there. You can give excuses for like 2 weeks straight on why he can't do it. No chance he can do it. And you just say Nadeau, and he's there. I mean, he's there in an instant. It took him 5 seconds for me to be like, I'm sorry to report, Jeff Nadeau will be replacing Rico, to Rico being like, I changed my mind, I'm coming.
It's Bloody Mary, man. Just fucking say Bloody Mary in the mirror, and Rico will appear. How was maybe someone sprinkled some stuff in, but how was Rico? Did you enjoy him this weekend? You know,
I always enjoy Rico.
Yeah,
I generally like Rico.
Yeah, I love him too.
Yeah, he's a funny guy.
Yeah, he really is.
I mean, he's a madman. Like, I gotta again re-stress this. I know it's not for show. He's not turning it on and turning it off. He's a legit psychopath. But I love him.
We talked about it, I think, on
the
radio.
He doesn't get it. I don't know. Like, you may be one of those guys, Eddie, who isn't. It took Dan a long time to realize this. Like, I told Dan from day one we met him, I go, this guy is off the reservation. And Dan's like, no, he isn't. I can talk to him. Dan now knows he's off. You may still think, like, there's an ounce of sanity to him. To truly appreciate it, there isn't. He is gone.
We talked about it, I think, on radio when I came in like 2019. And I said I did think he knew what he was doing, like, just based on sitting in the pick-ems and seeing some of the jokes. And, like, it always seemed like he comes with a bit, you know, he seems the buffet of bits. And I was like, I think, like, this is all planned. He is a madman. He is a madman. And I Rico, I love it. I know you're going to listen, so I could say that, but because I enjoy spending time with him too. But he's
off the reservation. He's a raving lunatic. And I'll tell you what, so is Nadeau. The two of them, like, absolutely deserve each other. There's never been two people who are more detached from reality who somehow are in the same ecosystem, totally apart. And Nadeau is not nearly the showman that Rico is, but Rico, he's gone, man. He is gone.
And you know what? He's there too. Fuck Jamie Foxx. Fuck Clint Travis. He's in there on the streams, in the trenches.
Yeah, no,
always.
I love him. He's a harmless psychopath, but he is a absolute lunatic.
Unbelievable. And the Bench Mob. Gotta give him a shout out to the Stooley Bench Mob. The podcast. Go listen to the show.
No, how much did he pay you to do that?
He's just. I just sat with him. He's greasing the wheels. I had to give him a little shout out. It was a long weekend with that. I sat here.
Like, when he asked Elio if he listens to Bench Mob, he was dead serious. Like, that was a real, like, oh, you listen to Bench Mob, right, Elio? Elio's like, literally, what are you talking about? Elio and I were in my room watching horses, just me and him, and he asked. He goes, what's the deal with Rico? Like, he's funny, but, like, is he crazy? I'm like, oh, yeah. No, he's fucking nuts. Took Elio 2 hours, maybe 3 hours to figure out that whenever Rico's piping up, he's talking about working the fucking buzzer, the board, the desk at basketball games.
Yeah, that was great too. Yeah, that I'm sorry, I'm going to throw one more plug. I have Elio on the dog walk this week. That was a fun conversation. We talk about Dave and a lot of Barstool stuff too. So if you're into that, hop on over there. Besides that, talk about going against people. We do got to get into you going against Tom Brady.
Listen, I'm Patriots first. I love Brady, but I don't have that same affinity that a lot of people do. I'm rooting for him, like Elio, and I know Feidelberg. I'm rooting for him, but I became friends with Aaron Rodgers, and I'm going to bet with who I think is going to win the game over a single person. And I was wrong. I don't know that I was wrong because of Brady. I was wrong because the coach is a fucking idiot, and the Packers were the worst coached team I've ever seen in a big game. But Brady, I mean, he threw three picks, so it wasn't like I lost because of him, unless you just say he has the mojo and whatever happens, he makes it happen. But yeah, whatever. I mean, he's not – I'm Patriots first. Clear, not even close. I'm Patriot, Patriot, Patriot. I love Brady. I'll never forget him for what he's done. He's been great, but I'm Patriots first, so I have no problem going against him.
But there was – a little bit of a situation. The new shiny toy, Buzz Lightyear, Aaron Rodgers doing Instagram lives.
Yeah, sure.
That was a thing.
Yeah.
That was a thing.
Maybe factored in a little bit. But I honestly thought the Packers were the team. And if they played again, I think the Packers would beat them. I bet the Packers again. Like, seeing the game, I would take the – if they lined up and did it again, I'd take the Packers again.
Yeah, I don't know what LaFleur was thinking.
It wasn't just that. I mean, LaFleur was – one of the worst decisions ever. What they did at the end of the first half.
God.
I mean, inexcusable. I loved it, but 12 men on the field. One of them looked like the guy wasn't even trying to get off. I mean, mistake after mistake, mental mistake, mental mistake. Was that a drink?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I coaching lost them that game more than anything else.
Great game.
It was a great game.
Great game.
I got smoke game. I was on the wrong side of everything.
Yeah, you were on the wrong side of everything. But did you? Was there any waterworks? Anybody in the company put out a video? And
Liz?
Yeah.
I love Liz. I mean, I hate Liz and love her all at once. I hate working with her because she's a hard-headed son of a bitch. I was screaming at her today to get me more companies for the Barstool Fund because she's so strict sometimes. But Liz is one of the purest people we have at Barstool, and that's a high compliment for me to give somebody. There's a lot of people who give a fuck what people think about them, and Liz doesn't. Liz is uniquely Liz, and I respect the fuck out of her for that. She's infuriating to talk to a lot of times.
I saw people saying that video was fake. That's crazy.
No, there's nothing fake about
it. No. She was genuinely sad.
Yes.
You're right. She is who
there's
she
nothing,
is.
There's nothing fake about Liz, ever. No. Doing radio with her, it's like I want to put my head through a wall.
Yeah, she's going to see Liz is Liz.
Yeah,
sure.
Liz is Liz, doesn't care what people think, can take – I don't want to make this like female male. I haven't encountered too many females in my career who I can rip into like I'm ripping into you. Or ripping into fucking Gaz. I can do that to Liz. She brushes it off, goes along.
That's it. And that's a key trait to working for you.
It is. It means I'm totally comfortable.
Yes.
Like, I will rip Liz's head off, yeah. And she'll take it and be fine 2 seconds later and just continue to, like, do the, like, it is rare.
Does she give it back at all or no?
Yeah, she does. I mean, she's fucking infuriating. But that's the key to, like, getting along with me because I'll rip... Unless you're totally wrong. But yeah, no, she'll, I mean, she, it's just, again, it's a normal conversation of how I talk to somebody I'm very comfortable with.
And I don't think you mind, as long as you're not overtly over the line, people going back at you.
I don't. Yeah. At all.
So, what's up with the Super Bowl party? You said it at the top of the show.
Yeah, we're doing an event Saturday night, Tampa, with 11, the guys in Miami, 11, awesome group of guys. Diplo will be playing. It's going to be the hardest thing to get in. It's already, like, impossible to get into.
So it's in Miami. Super Bowl's
no,
in Tampa.
Sorry, Tampa.
Okay, so there's an
11
in Tampa.
Guys are doing, like, a pop-up.
Oh, but it's not. So it's not at 11, though.
Oh, there is no 11 in
Tampa. Okay, I didn't
know
if there was a fucking...
No, no, they rent it out. It's WTR, pool, at like the Godmark or Godfried Hotel. It's going to be fucking sick.
Okay, no, what's... No Barstool involvement, no Glennie Balls on a raft, nothing
no,
like that.
No, it's just I'll be there. Okay. It really started as saying I was going if the Bills were going to be there, yeah. So I could start going down this path. The 11 guys reached out to partner, so I will be there, and it's going to be the best party of the week for sure. So still social distancing, 3 a.m. curfew, but I've already talked to them. Like once I mention it, they've already been flooded with like table requests. It's going to be sick.
Is it like a set up like you had last time? What do we have, a warehouse? Was it Rough and Rowdy?
No, it's actually like on the water, I believe.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Nice. And then obviously Tampa's open.
Yeah, Tampa's pretty open.
Yeah, for the most part. And no Barstool involvement besides that for Super Bowl in Tampa?
Just that, the events there. That's it.
Gotcha. Other kind of sports news, Robbie interviewed McGregor.
Good for him.
Fight over the weekend.
Good for him. Robbie is one of those shining examples to me of what you can do at Barstool if you have a great work ethic and just go after what you want. He's a great success story.
And so when he calls you, he's like, hey, I want to go to Abu Dhabi.
Robbie gets pretty much a yes to everything he asked me to do.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, no, that's a fucking bear of a flight. Have you done one of those before, a flight like that?
No, I'd rather jump off a bridge, I think. Unless you got, I assume Robbie didn't book like a fucking, although maybe all those flights have the fully recline.
I saw he had a video. I don't know where this was in his flight leg, but someone like fell asleep and spilled his drink all over him. He had a wet sock the whole trip.
Yikes.
So that's
tough.
That's not good. Yeah. But if you had three on Dana White's plane or something, you'd be good.
Yeah. Yeah. If you have the right, sleep and like watch TV and act like a normal human.
You don't, are you kind of done with like commercial?
Yeah. I haven't flown commercial in forever.
Yeah, I think like
can't remember last time.
But do you have is this kind of like a pen thing, or are you just like
sometimes I get pen, but a lot of times I just pay for it.
Yeah.
I mean, I haven't gone to like LA. I went to LA once and we were with Penn, so we flew on their plane.
Yeah.
Other than that, I haven't gone that far, so I'm only doing short flights. I don't know what I would do to go out to like LA now because I don't want to fly commercial. I've said a million times, the only difference between having a decent amount of money and not is flying private. That's the only thing I found to be like, I don't know that I can go back to that.
Is that kind of a problem or no?
Well, it could be if I have to go back to it.
Yeah. Why? What's the difference in LA? Difference?
So expensive. So like that's like a 6.5 hour flight. I'm taking max like 2 hour flights.
Oh, so obviously the shortest an hour thing?
Yes.
It's not like, oh, hey.
It's six figures probably go to LA.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, speaking of that, if you got a lot of money, you should probably protect it. That's why we have Simply Safe supporting the show today. Everyone wants to keep their home and family safe, whether it's from a break-in, a fire, flooding, or a medical emergency. Simply Safe Home Security delivers award-winning 24/7 protection. With Simply Safe, you don't just get an arsenal of cameras and sensors. You get the best professional monitors in the business. They've got your back day and night, ready to send police, fire, EMTs, you need them the most straight to your door. Dave, I think you got some Simply Safe. You got that in the house and everything.
Yeah, I got a new house, an undisclosed location.
Undisclosed.
That we are getting Simply Safe in, so undisclosed people can't get into my undisclosed house.
There you go. But the good thing is, even if the undisclosed place is disclosed, he'll have Simply Safe.
I'm not going to disclose it, though.
Them. But you're not going to disclose it.
Correct.
So it's undisclosed, but hypothetically, if it was disclosed. So, like we said, Simply Safe 24/7. Ready to help in a moment. There's an alarm. Right now, listeners can get a free home security camera when you purchase Simply Safe systems at simplysafe.com/Portnoy. You also get a 60-day risk-free trial, so there's nothing to lose. Visit simplysafe.com/Portnoy for your free security camera to get camera today. That's simplysafe.com/Portnoy. A couple Barstool fun things here. The Alec Monopoly sweatshirts sold out like a fucking...
Monster. I can't wait to get those. Strut that ass around Miami in those.
And yeah. Those we
raised
see.
About $1 million in like 20 minutes.
From those?
Yeah.
So what's the deal with it though? So he drew one thing and then his art is just so collected that people were
Yeah. And they're a limited edition. 2,000 hoodies, 1,000 prints. And then he's going to auction off the original. But yeah, his art sells for a shit ton.
Yeah. I saw that, and we did look that up, too. Those are getting resold on eBay for like $5,000.
That's crazy. Are they actually selling?
I didn't see that. That's was like right when they went through on Thursday or whatever.
Yeah.
But they're listed for a lot of money.
Crazy.
And it's a sweet design. So that's awesome.
Yeah, very
so
cool.
How much was it again? Sorry. That you raised for that?
Close to $1 million.
Close to $1 million?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Have you ever thought about changing to that method? Like for some of our hot stuff?
Yeah. We did it with BFFs.
Oh, you did a merch drop.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah. So we sold out of those. We did, and we sold the sweat hoodies for $79.
Okay. Was it successful?
Yeah, 20 minutes. We sold out.
Oh, okay. Was there like a limit or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That you, well.
Well, I was
can
weird.
Can you sell out if there's no limit?
Well, I wanted to ask you
if
the
it's
limit.
Infinity,
if it's
infinity stock, can you sell out?
Sometimes
Eddie?
I get into.
Well, can you answer that?
Sometimes I get into the fucking the groove and then I want to reverse because I don't want to be like, oh, I don't want you to know the limit, you know?
Right.
Barstool doesn't want to disclose that.
Well, you asked, was there a limit?
Well, I do care, you know.
But, yeah, that, right, but you can't sell out if it's infinity stock.
I know.
It would just never sell out.
Dave, I know.
Okay.
Okay.
Fine.
Do we. Because I think like Nelk and those guys do that, and it seems to like have a different effect. Like I feel if Caller Daddy or something did that,
well,
it'd be huge.
Yeah, no, obviously, if you know there's no pressure to buy because you can get it wherever you want, it changes things.
Yeah, you tweeted that Stallone. You talked to him about the Barstool Fund, and he said he's putting you in a Rocky movie. Is there actually any legitimacy?
He did say that, but I don't know that he's doing another Rocky. His exact quote was, "You can be the guy who finally takes out Rocky."
What would be, I'm trying to think of like an ideal role at a Rocky, in a Rocky movie. Like you could be a judge. We'll put the Felix Gray's Robles on you and you'll just have a shot of you with a pen and paper.
You're talking like a quick cameo.
Yes,
type.
Exactly. Yeah. Like swipe through and you're the judge in those glasses looking smart. You know what I mean? I don't know. Thinking. Well, if it comes, you let us know.
Yeah, I'm trying to think what that, yeah.
The cut man, I don't know. There's a bunch of shit.
I wouldn't mind. There's always, like, when he's walking into the ring, like, hey, get him, Rocco! Like, one a cut to a fan.
Get him, Rock! Yeah, that'd be good. That'd be good. I mean, I wouldn't hate you outside of, like, if they, you know, if they did, like, a flashback when one of the guys in the garbage can fire scene.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Getting heated up in Philly streets.
Yeah.
That'd be nice. Quan Media, I don't know much about that. They put billboards up about the fund everywhere that was donated.
No, they just put them up to help.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, free of charge.
Nice. Were you in talks with that?
No.
No,
I had nothing to do with it. And that's like the billboards that were in Detroit, too.
Okay.
Like, welcome to Detroit. That was a different company.
Yeah.
But not my doing.
Okay.
So I see clowns being like, you're paying for your own billboards, thanking yourself. It's like, wait, come on, buddy.
No.
No.
Every dollar has went towards the businesses,
yeah,
right?
Correct.
That's still. You also refused to acknowledge certain TikTokers' videos. I don't know if he's a TikToker. He was just some kid.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. That. So it's, I don't know who he is. Some pimple-faced loser came at me out of the clouds, called me a scumbag for doing the Barstool Fund, essentially. Seemed to be really caught up on the size 6 joke because that video made the rounds again. Yeah. Someone put it, whatever. And so taking the high road, Davey High Road, I refused to acknowledge him. Made an entire blog video about him with the joke being I'm not going to acknowledge him. And then this idiot like made another video. It's like, how is it not acknowledging me if you acknowledge me? I mean, these kids, it's, you know, I'm playing on such a... Like I think I can go toe-to-toe with most people intellectually and with, like, jabs and quips. It's not even fun, though, when you're dealing with somebody who's so below you on an intellectual level and just doesn't have working brains and never had a job and, you know, probably lives in his parents' basement and his parents pay for everything he does and he's had no real-life experience. He's just the biggest loser in the history of the world. For me to get in the mud with him, it's probably below me, but I still enjoy it.
Yeah, that's what I was going to ask. At what point are you just kind of like, hey, I can't keep giving people like this my attention?
I'm a petty person. I'm petty and vindictive.
Yeah. That's why it's almost like you would want someone of another stature, like a Clay Travis, to step to you because it would be, you know, above the belt. It would be an even match.
What'd you just say?
What? It'd be above the belt.
No.
What?
Somebody of even stature?
Not that. You know what I mean. Someone.
No, I don't.
You do know what I mean.
I know what I mean, but I don't get why you said
that. You know what I mean.
So who?
Well, I'm saying someone who...
You think
who,
he's even stature with me?
I don't. You know so I don't think so that,
then
what, too.
Then why'd you say someone even stature?
Because like, you'd be...
And I'm not trying to pick a fight with him, but he
well, you're
he's
picking a fight with
well,
me now.
Well,
you're
he's,
being
he's,
a semantics he, guy.
Well, that's... There wasn't much semantics to that.
You know I know.
So who then would it be? Simmons?
You guys are so different, man.
Well, then who?
Just someone. I think anybody who has a following is like a fair game.
Clay
I should say.
Clay has following.
I know. That's why I said him.
But I mean, I could put his following and him in my knapsack and carry him around.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like, what? Like, is there? We got to get to a threshold. I feel like. Well, I don't know. It's your fucking fights. But
I just like to fight sometimes. You know, it's like I'm obviously not a real fighter, but when you see like boxers and some people are like, oh, he likes to see his own blood. Like he likes just get in there like a Mexican fighter. They just like swinging to see who falls first.
Yeah.
There's something about me, not physically, but like verbally. And I like spats.
Yeah. You're like a boxer. He doesn't care. He'll give me in the title fight one weekend. He'll take an exhibition.
Correct.
3 weeks.
Yeah. LA. Or like a fucking NASCAR driver who's running in like the off circuit dirt races just because he likes the race.
Yeah.
I don't care necessarily the size. The only thing it's like, oh, you're building up somebody and helping them. But this kid, I didn't get that vibe. Like that's why some people like the Clays of the world. And again, I'm not trying to pick on him. We've cooled
down.
He's
an example.
But,
I don't know why.
But somebody I feel like who was trying to get publicity and you're helping them by what we're doing now. This kid wasn't doing that. This kid was just coming at me. And it's like, all right, let's dance a little, kid. Let's like scrap it up online, of course.
Yeah. I saw a gossip site said there was a blow up with one of the D'Amelio girls or something.
Total lie.
Yeah.
Just no, not an ounce of truth to that.
That
person actually DM'd me. That's a gossip site. He wrote Jesus underneath when I posted it. And I'm like, what? He's like, he said something like, we know it's not true. People are trying to stir it up. It's like, everything you say is not true. So who cares? It's semantics. It's like, well, we don't post the real stuff. It's too graphic. I don't know what that meant.
I don't know what that means either.
Me neither.
That was the site that did the Ramona Singer.
They've done a million.
Yeah,
like, almost
been a lot.
None of them have been true.
It's probably like four topics we've had in
at
the
least,
show.
Yeah, none of them have been true.
Yeah. Well, they just fire them off, I guess.
Yeah. Apparently they keep the real ones off.
Who knows? The big thing here, Dave, obviously, I'm sure you've seen, and I'm sure a lot of people may have been listening.
What is this? Why is Francis smiling?
Well, he knows. Yeah, I mean, I'm sure Kareem knows what's coming next, but I'm sure a lot of people are waiting to hear about it. The big news was YP back at, I was going to give her office address, but back in the New York office.
Yeah, so he emailed me. Well, he emailed first. He's like, hey, I'm going to come to Michigan and join the streams, take my lumps. It's like, what are you talking about, dude? No, you're not. Go to the office. Sit there. You're not going anywhere. He had a list of things you want to do for outdoors. I'm like, you're not. Nothing is approved. Sit. Wait for me to come back. I don't know when that'll be. I'm not coming back to talk to you. When I'm back on my terms. And we'll see if you have a future here. Showed up today at the office. Sent me another long email. And I reiterated what I just said. It's like, okay, just sit, blog, do social, whatever. And when I come back, I'll talk to you.
I feel like this is kind of a thing now where maybe you were waiting for him to reach out to kind of hash it out, and he just did. And you're like, hey, this should be something that he comes to me with. I'm not seeking out YP.
His ship has sailed in terms of me giving him any benefit of the doubt. He essentially might as well be that guy who walked through the door with the animals. Like, he has no money in
really?
He has no money in the bank with me.
Wow.
No goodwill towards me. Nothing. He is somebody who is basically a new employee.
I mean, this is the fourth time we've talked about it too, and like we've covered it in four different shows. Like I kind of just can we wages for next week? Can we have him on? Is this something we could do? I feel like this is kind
of. If you want to have him on, you can have him on. I don't know what good that's gonna do.
Yeah.
Like I'm not gonna. He's going to have to sit in front of me, and not necessarily for content, but again, he had issues, it sounds like, in his personal life, which sound tragic and awful, but at some, how old is he? He's old.
29. Yeah.
So at some level, being an adult and communicating with your boss is important. There's no other job in the world that he would still have if it wasn't for us. And like I said, I don't know that he'll have it once I go back to New York and meet with him. I think he's on the outs looking in. And we'll see. I'm not going to – I really don't know. I haven't talked to him. I'm not – he's written me long, heartfelt emails that I totally disregard. Like, I'm just like, whatever, dude.
You're not even – you're not
– No, he's lost. You know, when I'm like loyal to somebody and not loyal to somebody, he has no loyalty. None, zero, zip.
But what exactly was it? You got to be more than the Black Friday thing. Was it responding with that video thing? Because you said you didn't mind him coming at you.
I don't mind coming out, but you can't then just go disappear. He disappeared before that. Reappeared for that, attacking me, and then disappeared for another 3 months.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'll reach out or someone will reach out, but if he wants to come on and...
I just don't think much is going to be accomplished because I'm not... Yeah. There's nothing he can say that I'm going to really listen to. But if he wants to come in here and plead his case on this show and just have me like be... I can tell you what my response would be like. That's great. I haven't decided what I'm going to do with you. Just sit there and wait till I come back. I don't know when that's going to be. Probably after the Super Bowl. And then I'll decide whether I have a, he's done being like going outdoors, shooting content for the foreseeable future. That's not happening. So he's going to have to, like I said, reestablish some sort of role in our office. And I don't know that that can exist for him.
So he's on desk duty.
Yeah. It's like when a cop gets taken off, like, we have new outdoors people coming. Done.
So this is kind of like you're announcing who? Like a Merck's Logan Paul, we have someone hired? Do we have someone in the fold?
I don't know that the paperwork has been signed, but like I had a conference call with them today. Okay. Salaries agreed upon. People are coming to do outdoors.
Wow.
So like, and if YP can chip in, but outdoors is no longer his at Barstool.
That's tough.
Nobody to blame but yourself.
Yeah, so we'll see. We'll reach out to YP. We'll see if that's...
And I mean, he doesn't know that. That's how little, like, he deserves anything from me. I'm not, like, telling him my moves. Like, hey, we hired the other people. No, he doesn't have that from me anymore.
That's pretty big. That's pretty damn big. I saw going on at the office besides that, they're doing some Barstool, Surviving Barstool, Survivor Barstool. Have you seen that?
That sounds like a Tommy Smokes joint.
It is. You don't know anything about this?
No.
Really?
Really.
It's Za, Brianna, Kelly Keegs, Nick Tirani, White Sox Dave.
Jesus.
Who? Donnie. Za.
How many Zas we got?
Oh, did I say Za?
Come on, Francis.
Francis threw me off. Tommy. Did we say Tommy?
Well, I said it sounds like a Tommy.
Yeah, Tommy. And then who's the 8th one?
What is it?
So they're living in the office for a week.
And they vote each other off?
Yes. And then they're having a... like.
Who's
a,
the host?
I have no idea. That's what there hasn't been. Trista's the last one. Yeah.
Is in it.
Yeah. So it's Za, Wonton Don, Nick Tirani, Trista Crick, Brianna Chicken Fry, Tommy Smokes, Kelly Keegs, and White Sox Dave.
Who's the favorite?
And
who's
Za.
And who's got the, I saw there was nods, but who's your favorite to win? And who's your first guy out? Or girl?
Obviously, White Sox Dave's the first one out. I think Zaw's probably a good favorite. I think Brianna could be a sleeper. Who's hosting it?
That's what I don't know.
The host matters who the favorite is.
That sounds like a Jeff D job, but I don't.
Jeff D Lowe.
I don't know if
I just know it's
not.
Like a New Amsterdam thing. But Viva did like odds, and Zaw was +180, and the last was White Sox Dave at +7,500. So obviously not offered. But
and White Sox Dave, odds. You could just be like, trick him on how the rules work. Be like, you vote for the person you want to keep, and he'd vote for himself. I mean, he's like, you don't think that'll work on White Sox, Dave?
It would absolutely work. I know. Believe me, I know. But all right, so White Sox, Dave. But I do think Za, but if I don't, the problem is, I don't think any of them actually seen Survivor. I could be wrong. But if they've seen
what
it,
what are you
they,
talking about? Tommy's
besides
like.
Besides Tommy, yes. Besides
wrote
Tommy.
Wrote a whole fan fiction, erotica fiction on
sorry,
it.
Sorry, besides Tommy. Tommy's a fucking veteran. He's seen every season probably 8 times over.
There's a lot of pressure on him because he says he can win everything with Survivor.
Yeah, but if you know, if any of them are smart and they've seen it, that's what I'm talking about, they'd vote Tommy out first.
Well, no, like, you'd vote Zaha first.
Yes.
Zaha is maybe the most universally liked person at the company, so you got to get rid of him.
Yes. That's if they know what they're doing, they would get one of those guys out.
See,
first.
Tommy's not well-liked, so, I mean, he's not liked, but, you know, he's Tommy.
Yeah. I'm going to give Keegs my pick.
Sleeper.
I think that could be. That
I could see her making a run. That.
KFC's is hosting. Okay. There you go. All right, that'll be good. I'm excited to watch that. It's a great idea. If it's done right, it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it will be very funny.
Yeah. Let's do some Roman ad here, and then we'll do some listener emails. We'll get out of here. Most guys have tried different ways to last longer in bed, thinking about baseball, thinking about your picks, thinking about the Barstool Sportsbook. Doesn't always get the job done, folks, so go to Roman, an online men's health company. They're changing the game with the Roman swipes. It's a secret to lasting longer during sex. Dave, you're a big Roman swipe guy.
Got to keep that dick hard, Eddie.
Got to keep it hard. Got to keep it in action. The dong shots.
Can't have sex with a flaccid dick. That's what they say.
That's a fact. Roman swipes are a clinically proven way to last longer in bed. They're effective, easy to use, and fast acting, but they don't require a prescription. Roman can ship swipes to you in discreet, unmarked packaging, and each swipe packet is small enough to hide in your wallet for whenever you need it. They're super easy to use. Just take the swipe out of the packet, swipe it on, let it dry. You're good to go. That's it. To get your hands on these, all you got to do is go to GetRoman.com. It says Portnoy. You can get first month of swipes for just $5 when you choose a monthly plan. That's GetRoman.com. It says Portnoy. Go check it out. All right, first one. Matt, what's the deal with Old Row?
We still own them. The deal hasn't changed. They sell merch. They have a blog. They do their thing.
That's really it?
Yeah. It never, like, I thought it could become another Barstool. It hasn't. But it still has been a worthy investment.
Is that a thing? Like, who do they work with? Like, is that, like, an arrow?
Our merch team works with them. Eric is in contact with them, yeah.
Okay. A lot of people, that's a very common question. It's just kind of...
What's Old Row?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's just kind of a site. Do we Barstool own 100% of it? Or are they mm-hmm. still, they're still in on it?
No, we own 100%.
Gotcha. So it's just kind of an under Barstool umbrella
yeah.
type deal.
Yep.
Next one's from Drew. Now that it's almost full, now that football season's almost done, what's your take on how busing with the boys went for the first year?
I thought it went really well, and maybe a little bit of ours. To me, that should be a huge podcast, and it's good. And I love the guys, and they work their asses off for it. So I'm happy with them. I think it's one of those ones that could be bigger, not through any of their fault of their own, but it's like, you know, it's sometimes when you plan it out, it doesn't explode. Like, we don't plan Call Her Daddy, thing fucking explodes, you know?
Yeah.
So you just... Sometimes the magic bullet's harder to find than you think. Also, I think it's harder for male podcasts to explode than maybe female, like a football podcast, even though it's great.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them.
Yeah, they get some big-time interviews. Yeah. And they're good dudes, too. Like,
Very good.
Yeah, like they really are. Like, we had them on our Chicago Redline radio show. And, you know, you don't really know because when we hire athletes,
great. Yeah.
Like, you're always kind of like, are they going to be like spitting chiclets? Are they going to be kind of mixing it up? Are they going to understand Barstool?
They've been great.
And we're like fucking around. So, yeah, that's good to know. This one's from Harry. Is Barstool considering hiring Trey Wingo now that he's left ESPN?
No.
I always kind of like asking you one that I know you're going to say no to just because some of these emails are outrageous, but I just like hearing the verbal no sometimes.
I mean, nothing against Trey Wingo. That's like, just no. Can there be less of a fit in the world than Trey Wingo at Barstool? I mean, he's good at what he does. I don't know why he's gone at ESPN, but no, that's a no on Trey Wingo. By the way, Trey Wingo doesn't want to be here, so I don't like...
Yeah, it's not...
I'm not denying for him a job he wants. He's just... He doesn't want to be here, and we don't want him here.
Makes sense. Next one's from John. Have you ever thought about doing a Frank the Tank 10K bet?
Yeah, I'm 100% going to do it. I almost thought about it. We'll do it in Philly. Like, I don't know. I don't want to put Frank on a plane. Take the whole plane down.
Come on.
Unneeded. Unneeded. It was too, Eddie. It was there. The ball was on a tee, Eddie. I apologize to the Tank. He's lost 70 pounds or something, so good for him.
It's great.
And listen, I've said on the show, takes a lot to surprise me. Frank the Tank has been one of the more pleasant surprises. He's way saner than I thought he was. I just thought he was a lunatic. He's not. He's a comedian like everybody else in our company. So I love Frank the Tank. I'm thrilled he's here. I think he has a good future.
I'll tell you what, you're going to have a problem. The fact that you spent the first 20, you spent probably 5 minutes of this show calling Rico Bosco a lunatic, and you're not going to call Frank the Tank a lunatic. Rico's going to take offense to that.
I think Frank the Tank is far more sane than Rico.
That's funny, because I know, I think Rico thinks Frank's a lunatic. I know he likes him, not in like a bad way, but I know.
No, Frank the Tank is like together upstairs.
But he's like a fucking sports radio caller, you know?
But if you go look at Frank the Tank, like the early stuff, he was. This is what he wants to do in the industry. If you notice when Frank the Tank is around me, he like gets very normal. When he was on the podcast, he's normal. He did the thing in Jenga where he's screaming, but that was an act. Like Frank the Tank is, he's to get 100%. Anybody who thinks Frank the Tank's more crazy than Rico doesn't know either person. Now, I don't know the Tank nearly as well as I know Rico.
Yeah.
You can't be more insane than Rico because he's insane. You can't be like, oh, he's super insane. Any level of insane is Bosco.
That 10K bet.
Yeah, I'll definitely do that with him. We'll take him to Philly.
Is going to be must watch.
100%. 100%.
You know. I mean, according to his records. You know,
he won both. I saw the other day.
Did he?
He had the Bucks and he had Kansas City.
So he's 5-269.
Yeah. He's due to get hot.
He's ready. The tides are turning. 2021.
I'd love to have him Super Bowl. I honestly don't know about getting him out here, but
is Super Bowl going to be live from here?
I think so. Assuming they open this, we're not going to do it in a dead casino again.
Yeah.
But if it's open, yeah, I think it will be.
Mm-hmm. God, that's going to be awesome. I hope he wins too.
Yeah, Tank's great. Tank's fucking great.
He's fucking hilarious. But you're right though. He was pretty normal on the podcast.
You think he's more sane? You think he's crazier than Rico?
It's so hard because now that I literally spent 4 days just sitting in hotel rooms with them, just talking, you know what I mean? Bullshitting. Like I see the lines get blurred, you know what I mean? So, and I haven't spent a considerable amount of time with Frank, but I see your debate.
There's no debate. There really isn't. There isn't. What's Big Cat doing? I'm going to call him and put him on the spot here. Okay. I don't know if he'll answer.
I mean, but both people are fantastic for Barstool Sports.
Let's see if he, this is an all-time put him on the spot question.
Big Cat, we'll see if he answers.
mobile. Hey, so I'm doing Dave Portnoy's show with Eddie, and we're recording. And this question Eddie asked me is a reader question. I want your answer. Who do you think is crazier, honestly, dead serious, or the more sane one, Rico or Frank the Tank?
Oh boy, I think Frank is probably more sane.
That's what I said.
Yeah, because Frank is just quirky. Rico's crazy.
That's exactly what I said. All right. Thanks. It's true.
We got to do that.
He just nailed it. Like, that's people are thinking where, like, that was a dead honest answer. Frank's quirky and has his gimmicks. Rico's gone, man. He's gone. He's faded.
It's like a WWF Sunday night pay-per-view match, quirky versus crazy.
But, I mean, he's right. Like, Dan's come to realize it over the last, like, year. Like, that hype squad he had going on Twitter.
That was.
I mean, he's crazy. He's a lunatic.
Yeah, he's got the lieutenants. He's a back row, though. He's a back row guy, though, so I'm sticking up for him. I'm picking Frank. Last question here. This one's from Scott. Dave, you're pretty open about your personal life, but you've never really mentioned your sister besides about the pen deal. Is that kind of like a handshake? Like, you're just like, hey, never mention me?
No, I mean, I talk about what my life. I was with her more often. I don't see her that often. I mean, I talk about my life. It's like, you know, that, but it's not keeper off or anything like that. No.
Got you. Because I don't think there's ever been like any, and it's different too because your parents are involved, your dad to a big extent, your mom has done content.
Yeah. So do you see they had that, this ice cream place was selling my mom's sour cream cake flavored ice cream.
Really?
For charity, for the Barstool Fund. They raised like 10 grand.
Have you tried it yet?
No, I haven't.
Oh, that's.
I haven't gone. I just saw it the other day.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's got to be pretty fucking cool.
I think my mom was happy about it. Yeah.
Yeah, that's fucking awesome.
I don't know about my dad. I haven't talked to him. I gotta call him since Sirius got canceled.
Oh, you haven't?
No, I hope he can handle it.
I saw today, actually, that Smitty did his last show. I don't know if there's more context on it, but Smitty had a quote tweet saying, like, Mr. Portnoy, like, was like, hey, you're done. Like, that's it for the week. We got, like, Tristan Trent or so. I could be misquoted, but that's how I read the tweet from
that
Smitty.
That my dad was just like, Smitty, you're out?
Yeah.
Well, isn't that how it works anyways?
But, like, you think there'd be, like, a farewell show?
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like something like that.
Maybe Riggs come back to give us a good cry.
Maybe. Riggs, where's he at now?
Arizona.
That did the picture for the sour cream cake, did they use the one from the...
No, it was like part of the
paper? No?
No.
That would have been cool.
Yeah.
No, all right then. Yeah, that's really much all we got this week. Anything else you got?
No, good show. No. Play blackjack tonight at all?
You want to play?
Play a little bit.
All right,
6:18, I'm going to bet some games probably.
We had a tough one on Sunday. Double down situation. Me and Dave both had it, and I got it. Dave did not.
Well, yeah, it was my last. I was up, down. I think, put in 4,000, and I had 4,000 in front of me, and I just put it in last hand. It was my last hand, so I just put it all in. We both got 11s versus a 5 or a 6.
Classic blackjack.
That's all I had, so it's like obviously I had to scrap up money between you and Elliot. Elliot was probably motherfucking me because I went to bed, so I didn't pay him back. He gave me $1,600. You gave me $600. I had the rest, but you have to double that. You have to. So I doubled, and I my face card was like a 3, and they got a 20. You got 21, so what did you win, 600?
Yeah, I won 600.
And
yeah.
I lost 8,000 next to you.
It was fucking...
tough.
The chips were stacked.
And then I got smoked in gambling, so.
Yeah.
Wait. Did they give you a limit, like, for blackjack tables? No.
We're in a private, like, area.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. Good crew this weekend.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah, it was a fun time. All right, everybody, that's it. We'll be back next week. We'll let you know. Hopefully we can kind of have the long-awaited sit-down between Dave and YP. We'll see how it goes. Thanks, everybody, for listening. That's the Dave Portnoy Show with Eddie and Company today. We'll see you next time.
All right.